Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Stevens, the Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Contract. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Looks like you've been celebrating some milestones. You've had a birthday recently, and 3 decades at Shaw Industries. That's unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's hard to imagine that 30 years at Shaw and a long time here as part of Shaw Contract team, but time does seem to fly since I was started out as a salesperson in New York. And I have to say, I honestly feel blessed every day to get a chance to work at Shaw and work at this role with the amazing people I connect with on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a good company, and there's been some changes at Shaw at the top. And you've got Tim Balcom now as president, who spent a lot of time in commercial before he went over to residential. So you've got a voice up there, don't you?
Yeah, you know, and Tim and I have known each other and worked together off and on in different roles for the majority of time I've been at Shaw, and I'm so happy that he's in that role. And yeah, he understands the commercial business as well as anybody.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we do a lot of research at Floor Focus, and we ask a lot of people in the marketplace, you know, who's your favorite? I mean, Shaw Contract in almost every survey. I mean, we survey facility managers, contract dealers, A&D. Shaw Contract is always up there in the top. So you do a great job. That's probably why he's leaving you alone, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and we still have a lot of work to do for sure. And the surveys you guys do are great, and we look forward to those. And it gives us insight into what's important to our clients, what they think about us, how we continue to improve.
I just learned a couple weeks ago you've been going through a refreshing or tweaking of the Shaw Contract brand. I don't know if it's that much of a visual thing, redefining or refining the vision. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, Kim, we are, and it started almost 2 years ago to the day. I was talking to a group about this last week. A lot of times when companies are not having success or really running into roadblocks from a growth or a profitability standpoint, they step back and say, we have to change, we have to rethink our vision or our brand. We actually did it in the middle of the best year, at that time, the best year in our history.
Yeah.
But we really felt as a leadership team, as fast as we were growing as a global business, as much change as was going on in the market, we needed to make sure that the way we thought and framed and made decisions about our business over the next 10 years were not necessarily what they were in the last 10. Mm-hmm. And we had needed to make sure that this vibrant Shaw Contract community around the world were really aligned in what our vision is, what the framework of our brand is, how we want to make decisions, the language we want to use, and then how we turn that into the relationships with our clients, every segment and at every channel. So mm-hmm. we went through that process with resources in Asia and Europe and in the Americas to ensure that how we position Shaw Contract was in a way that gave us that consistency and that hopefully inspiring vision for our team to move forward over the next decade.
Okay, so is there a change in the vision statement?
The way we're trying to articulate our brand is around this deep desire to make a smarter impact. And the word smarter is really intentional because there's a great Jane Goodall quote, and I'll paraphrase it, but you're going to make an impact every day. You have to make a decision what kind of impact you want to have. And as we think about the legacy of Shaw, our corporation had this real deep desire for continuous improvement, whether that's through Six Sigma, other process improvement, but always this ambition and this curiosity as an organization to learn more, but taking that idea of continuous improvement, how do we make continuously smarter impacts? And for us, that's defined as how do we use both insights and solutions, the knowledge and the insights that we can get, and also the solutions that we provide to our clients, leverage insights and solutions to give people the ability to use their power to make positive change, whether that's a flooring contractor with improving their business, whether that might be a design firm that's really invested in projects and design and work that's going to impact people, or a user of a space, mm-hmm. that through that the insights and through those solutions that they can tap into the work they're doing, they can make a smarter impact or can have the power to make really meaningful positive change.
Okay. An enabler is kind of what you're talking about here. So, and I'm looking at your website, shawcontract.com. Is that got the new Shaw Contract on it and everything? Is that kind of the new look?
Yeah, and so the logo is a really subtle change. Where Shaw Contract was two words, and the contract was almost a descriptor
yeah.
in our brand before, we made it a singular word mark. And,
yeah.
in a more confident way where contract is part of the brand and who we are. And a subtle shift, but I think it brings a fresh, bit more modern approach, and hopefully a reflection of the confidence we have. And the Shaw Contract is a global brand that is empowering people to make positive impacts.
And it looks like one of your taglines is boundary-shattering beauty. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's probably connected with one of our collections, I'm sure. But, you know, design's always been really important part of our legacy.
Yeah.
And Kip, as we are communicating to each other, starting this week actually through social media to our clients about this vision for Shaw Contract, there's three pillars to our brand that are going to control and inform really the way we work and how we connect and the way we invest our time, energy, and resources. Number one, we want to be a knowledge-driven organization. I'll give you an example of that. We're in the middle of doing research right now into the impact of color in health outcomes, or research that we've done around moisture solutions for our flooring contract partners and how they can have multiple options to deal with projects, whether it's through moisture remediation or solutions that have products that'll adhere effectively to the floor. The second thing is we really are and have been, as part of our legacy, a human-centric brand. And that's the way we treat each other as colleagues, the way we think about design, that it's not just the thing, the item. And we love, I think all of us, you're probably the same way. When you walk into a new building, the first thing you do is look down.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the floor. And we get really passionate about the products and solutions we design, but it's not just about the thing itself. It's what it does, the impact it can have on students in a school or patients in a hospital, the impact that the floor as a foundational product can have, that really human-centered approach. Or, you know, an example of that, too, is our focus on cradle-to-cradle and sustainability, that all of our commercial carpet manufacturing plants around the globe are carbon neutral, really focused on the impact we can have broadly on people. And the third pillar is we want to be optimistic. And I think the deep belief we have in design that it has an impact, that it matters, is by nature optimistic. The actions that we take as account managers and manufacturers and marketers and designers, the role we have can have an impact. It does get people tap into their power for positive change. The fact that we have a deep belief in that is by nature optimistic. So those are the three pillars of the Shaw Contract brand.
I walk into a building and I'm like, are you kidding me? I see all this polished concrete. What's going on here? I mean, can't you come up with something? We've got all these beautiful products. Why can't you pick one?
Yeah, and that, you know, certainly the polished concrete isn't going away. In fact, it may continue to be growing as a trend. And I think there's a couple of things to that. People have this deep desire for authenticity and these authentic architectural materials. I do think that's one of the reasons why the Shaw Contract hardwood program is growing so fast.
Yeah.
That really deep desire for authenticity and architectural materials.
Warm and sound deadening, why not?
for sure. And then the other thing I think that we're responding to that trend is where people have concrete, they're still looking to layer other materials. So
yeah.
We're actually in January launching this really exciting area rug program that gives amazing design options to our clients that are accessible at their fingertips.
Yeah. One more quick thing is I see on here one of your core pillars is sustainability, and it just seems like in a lot of places it's not as prominent as it used to be. So that's something we almost need to reignite, isn't it?
I appreciate you pointing that out. It's really important. And in fact, in our backyard in Atlanta, in 2 weeks is Green Build.
Right.
And there is still so much work to do around sustainability. And for us, it's a focus on people in terms of ensuring that products and materials are safe and healthy, that we're using natural resources as efficiently as possible, and that we have this sense of social responsibility, whether it's in worker safety, how we're managing supply chain, all the things that Cradle to Cradle gives this guiding principles that help drive the sustainable circular economy.
All right, John. Well, appreciate so much giving us an update on what's going on with Shaw Contract and the things you guys are focused on. Again, been talking to John Stevens, the Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.